Okay, in this week's parasha, we have a famous concept that we've spoken about, that we've actually learned about in Masechta Brachos. And it comes in real time in this week's parasha. The inyan of smicha geula letfila, that we've spoken about in the first parak and daf tes in Brachos. This week's parasha is Gulas Mitzrayim. This week's parasha is where the Jews are leave Eretz Mitzrayim. They go into Kriyas Yamsuf. As we know, the pasuk says that Hashem hardened Parah's heart to the point where he goes out and he chases after Klal Yisrael into the Yamsuf. From there, we have, the Gemara tells us, we have the inyan of Smicha Geula Letfila. And the question the Gemara states on Daf Tes, Am Rabbi Yochanan Ezu Ben Olam Haba. Rabbi Yochanan says, who is a Ben Olam Haba? Who merits Olam Haba? But we assume right now that Ezu Ben Olam Haba means who merits Olam Haba. Zeu Asome Ke'ula Shal Arvid Letfila Shal Arvid. One who is careful to say, Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, Shema Goal Yisrael, and then goes into Shemar Esrei, one after the other. All the Rishonim ask, what does that mean? I'm going to get Olam Haba because I am Somek Geula Letfila. We actually asked this question when we learned the Gemara. What does that mean that a person who, just because he says every single day, Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, and then goes and says Shmona Esrei, that is somebody who's Ben Olam Haba? That's a pretty easy task to accomplish. So Rabbeinu Yonah on the Gemara asks this question, how could it be true that because of one altruistic deed that you have done, of Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, and says Shmona Esrei, you're going to be Ben Olam Haba? So what does that mean? So there's a deep idea that the Sif Sei Chaim explains on what it means to be Somei Geula Tefillah. What is a person doing? What is he accomplishing when he says Baruch Atah Hashem Goa Yisrael and goes straight into Shmona Esrei? It's not just a regular tefillah that he's doing. It's something much greater. And of course, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, this must be the Rabbeinu Yonah is asking. The Sif Sei Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander, expands on this idea that what does it mean that you're a Ben Olam Haba? If you notice, the Gemara doesn't say Ezo who zocha l'olam haba, or mi zocha l'olam, who merits Olam Haba. If Gemara says Ezo who Ben Olam Haba, who is a Ben Olam Haba? It's not answering. It doesn't mean to tell you that if you do this one thing, you are going to get Olam Haba. It will help you on your way to Olam Haba. It's a mitzvah to do. But it's not going to get you. Olam Haba doesn't mean that you could do whatever you want in life, and as long as you're just careful to daven and say, Goal Yisrael next to Shemona Esrei, so that means that you're going to get Olam Haba. That's not what it means. What it does mean, though, that if you do this every single day, if you are somebody that is careful to be Somech Ke'ula Letfila, you will be called a Ben Olam Haba. What does a Ben Olam Haba mean? It's like when you say somebody is a Bar Mitzvah. Right? Bar Mitzvah is just Yiddish. It's just Aramaic. Bar, Ben. Ben Mitzvah, Bar Mitzvah. It means that you are Shayich. It's applicable to you. You are somebody who espouses the message of such a thing. You're a Bar Mitzvah. You bekabel upon yourself the mitzvahs. So what it means to say that somebody who does Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, he recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who took us out of Mitzrayim, as we see in this week's parsha. And then he goes and he dresses HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Shmona Esrei. That is what Olam Ha, that is somebody that espouses, that somebody wants, and somebody who connects to the ideas of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about, of what Olam Haba is all about. He recognizes Olam Haba. It doesn't mean that he's going to merit Olam Haba necessarily. Obviously, he'll have to do other things to merit Olam Haba. But what it does mean is that he espouses, he represents the message of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us into the world for. What is that message? What is that message? So it means to say, the message is as follows. What is a person doing when he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael? What did the Jews say when they left Mitzrayim, when they went to Kriyas Yamsuf, Az Yashir Moshe, sing out Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What that means is that to sing Shira is a complete recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. That's what the Shira is all about. And that's what ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to convey to the world. That we're here is to recognize in ourselves and to convey that message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. That He exists, He's in charge of everything. That's why all the Nisim happened in Mitzrayim, and that's why we left Mitzrayim, to get the Torah and to be to that nation that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's values. So when a person says, Baruch Ata Hashem Goel Yisrael, he's saying that I recognize that you redeemed me then, and that gives, and I, since I recognize you as my Redeemer, I recognize you're somebody that's in this world that deals with me on a day-to-day basis, historically and presently, so now I'm going to speak to you. Now, Hashem Svatai Tiftach Ofi Agit Ladecha, Baruch Ata Hashem, now I'm going to supplicate myself, I'm going to ask you for everything, because I recognize you're the person who runs the world. How did I prove that I recognize that you run the world? Because I said, Baruch Ata Hashem Goa Yisrael. So the point of Smicha Geula L'Tefillah, is showing that you're a Ben Olam Haba because you recognize you're here for Hashem. You're on Hashem's team. You're conveying the message that He was, He is, and He will always be around to help us. And because of that, I am now going to speak to you. And that's how the whole story of Mitzrayim actually happened. What did Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Klal Yisrael with a message. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to take you out. He first addresses the Zakenim. And what does the Pasuk say? The Ya'amein Ha'am. That the nation believed in Moshe Rabbeinu. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu now do after that? Now he goes to Paro. Why did he have to go to Bnei Yisrael first and then to Paro? Why can't he just go to Paro and say, Paro, you know, I'm about to take this nation out. What was so important that there was a Muna in Moshe Rabbeinu first and then they would take him out? It's this same Yisod. Is that if in order for Klal Yisrael to go out successfully, it has to be that he knew that they had a Muna in Hashem. Because the only thing, the only way that Klal Yisrael is going to merit coming out of Mitzrayim, we spoke about this a little bit last week also, is that if they had a Muna, so Moshe Rabbeinu first had to go to the nation. He had to make sure, v'ya'amein ha'am, that the nation believed, and then he was able to go successfully, or you know, he was confident that he was able to go to Paro. But only when he knew that the nation had a Muna in Moshe and Hashem. And that's really what we're trying to, that's the message that we represent when we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Goel Yisrael. Again, the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Redeemer, and in that schus we're able to go and ask for whatever we want, because we're showing that we're on His team. We should be Zocha every single day, that to recognize these points, to imbue in ourselves these points, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu records with not just a recognition that He saved us and took us out of Mitzrayim, but through that recognition that He saved us in Mitzrayim, we can thank Him for the things that we experience every single day. Have a good Shabbos.